It was a nice retirement party.
I guess. Still, it's a shame Professor Rothman was forced to step down.
What choice did the university have? He snapped. It happens to theoretical physicists all the time.
I wonder how long Sheldon's got.
These shrimp are all the same size. There's no logical order to eat them in.
Can't be very long.
Hey, look, there's Rothman's empty office. Sad.
Yeah,
indeed.
So sad.
Dibs.
What's up, fellas?
What are you doing here, Kripke?
Measuring my new office for Dwapes.
This is not your office. It hasn't been assigned yet.
Wong, I called dibs at the Christmas party when Professor Wattman tried to have intercourse with the Toys for Tots collection box.
Dibs? I mean, this is a university, not a playground. Offices are not assigned because someone called dibs.
You just called dibs.
Shut it. Offices are assigned by seniority. I arrived at the university first.
I arrived at the office first. I'm the proverbial Uri bird.
Gentlemen,
Professor Rothman.
Good evening.
I'm glad that men are wearing hats again.
They're so distinguished.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang. Hey!
I got you a little something.
A little something? Oh, Amy. This is huge.
What's huge is what you've done for me.
Oh, no, Amy, I haven't done anything.
No, no, before I met you, I was a mousy wallflower. But look at me now. I'm like some kind of downtown hipster party girl. With a posse, boyfriend, and a new lace bra that hooks in the front of all things. Open it, open it.
Okay.
I wanted to get you something you didn't have.
Wow. I don't know what just wow.
Do you like it?
Do I like it? Wow.
So where are you gonna hang it?
Oh my God, hang it. Wow. You know, I'd have to get a hook and nails and a hammer. And
no problem.
Oh, look. you got it all right there. Wow.
I found him. He's in the bathroom. President Siebert.
Can't this wait?
I'm sorry. We just need a word.
Now? You realize I'm your boss and I am holding my penis.
Sheldon, give the man some privacy. I'm sorry. This guy's got no respect for boundaries.
What do you want?
Will you tell this lunatic that Professor Wattman's office is rightfully mine?
Can't you take this up with your department chairman?
We tried. His assistant said he was on sabbatical, although we distinctly heard his office window open and shut.
Gentlemen, there's a task I'm trying to accomplish here, and I'm having trouble doing it.
Oh, my. President Siebert, I don't mean to be an alarmist, but difficulty initiating a urine stream could be a symptom of benign prostatic hyperplasia. If you're interested, I can send you a link to a YouTube video that'll show you how to perform your own rectal exam. Helpful hint, trim your nails first.
Ignore him, President Siebert. I'm sure a young man such as yourself has a perfectly healthy prostate.
Oh, he's just trying to butter you up. And for the record, butter is an excellent lubricant for your rectal exam.
Gentlemen, I'm going to allow the two of you to work this out because A, you're both brilliant scientists, and B, as far as who gets Rothman's office, I couldn't give the furry crack of a rat's behind.
Well, as long as we're here, I might as well take a week.
Kripke?
Yes?
You're in my spot.
Thank you.
big.
So big.
And ugly.
So ugly. What am I gonna do?
I don't know. You can't take it down. You'll break her heart. Look at that face. That enormous, unsettling, crazy face.
Is there any chance I'll learn to love it?
It depends. Do you like pictures of yourself where you look like a man?
All right, it's gotta go.
What will you tell Amy?
How about I tell her the painting makes you feel jealous because you're not in it?
Nuh-uh. What if she gets me one? I already have a picture of me and Howard's mom getting our hair cornrowed in Venice Beach. I've suffered enough.
Well, I guess I could take it down and put it up when she comes over, but it's kind of heavy.
Too bad you're not as strong as the dude in the painting.
Would you look at this? I paid $25 to some kid on eBay for a handcrafted Harry Potter wand. He sent me a stick. He went into his backyard. He picked up a stick.
It's numbered.
Ooh, limited edition. Nice.
Oh, that'll be Kripke.
What's he doing here?
We're going to work this office situation out like gentlemen. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to poison his tea.
Koopa?
Kripke, come in. I'm making tea. Would you like a cup?
Am I wearing a summer frock? No, I don't want tea. Let's get down to brass tacks.
Fine. In the interest of preserving our friendship...
We're not friends.
Well, that's a little hard to hear, but all right. As you know, the essence of diplomacy is compromise. With that in mind, I propose the following. I will take Rothman's office, and you will find a way to be okay with that.
How about I take Wattman's office and you go suck a women?
You sure I can't get you that cup of tea?
How about you decide this with rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock?
What the frick is that?
Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock was created by internet pioneer Sam Cass as an improvement on the classic game Rock, Paper, Scissors. All hail Sam Cass. Hail.
How does it work?
Oh, it's very simple. Scissors cuts paper. Paper covers rock. Rock crushes lizard. Lizard poisons Spock. Spock smashes scissors. Scissors decapitates lizard. Lizard eats paper. Paper disproves Spock. Spock vaporizes rock. And as it always has, rock crushes scissors.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Well, of course. Scissors cuts paper, paper covers rock. Rock crushes lizard, lizard poisons Spock. Spock smashes scissors, scissors decapitates lizard. Lizard eats paper, paper disproves Spock. Spock vaporizes rock, and as it always has, rock crushes scissors.
Almost got it. One more time?
Surely. Scissors cuts paper, paper covers rock.
Sheldon,
rock
stop. He's screwing with you.
Is he? Well, then. Seems we have reached an impasse. I see no other option than to challenge you to a duel. I'd smack you with a glove, but just last week I packed away my winter things.
It's the 21st century. You can't have a duel.
Hang on, Howard. Barry, how good of a shot are you?
Not pistols, mines. A trivia contest, and you may choose the field of battle. Star Trek trivia? Star Trek Next Generation trivia? Star Trek Deep Space Nine trivia? Star Trek Voyager trivia? Or model trains?
You have a complete advantage in trivia. You have an eidetic memory, plus I haven't watched Star Trek since I discovered the strip club near my apartment has a free buffet.
It's gonna be hard to find something you're both equally good at.
Is there anything you're both equally bad at?
Sports.
All right, this is one-on-one. First person to five wins the office. Any questions? Yes, Sheldon.
Five what?
Balls in the basket.
Yeah.
that, White. Time. Went out of womb.